Hello everyone, good evening and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. Actually, this is episode 30. Yay! Thank you very much for tuning in and for listening to this show. I am so thankful. I am Oluse Egbefe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you with me. The Zero Limit Life podcast is simply dedicated to helping people to develop the knowledge, the skills, and the attitudes that they need to live a limitless life, to live their best life. So please partner with us today by sharing this link with your friends and with your family. Tell them about this podcast and you will be doing them a whole lot of good. All right, so let's jump into today's topic. Today we're going to be having a conversation about assertiveness. What is assertiveness and why should you be an assertive person? Now, on the last episode, I talked about the power of authenticity. I did mention that for you to live an authentic life and be true to yourself, you need to be an assertive person. Most successful people are assertive because when you are not assertive, you probably end up not getting what you want out of life. Now, what is assertiveness? Assertiveness is the ability to communicate your needs or your feelings, to express yourself in an open and an honest manner without violating the rights of others. Assertiveness is being able to stand up for yourself, being able to make your voice heard, your opinions heard, and not just letting other people run all over you. Being assertive is being able to stand up for yourself and say, this is what I want, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And at the same time, maintaining respect for other people's feelings, their own opinion and their own choices. That balance is key in being an assertive person. And this is where it differs from being aggressive. A lot of people tend to mix up the two. They tend to mix up being aggressive and being assertive, but you can be assertive without being aggressive. Now, there are four major or basic dispositions that individuals have. Four ways that you can categorize individuals. One, we have the aggressive people. Two, we have passive people. Three, we have passive aggressive people. And fourth, we have assertive people. Each of these categories has its own broad spectrum. So I'm basically going to just touch a little on the general attributes of each of the dispositions. Now, when we talk about aggressive behavior, most of us have seen aggression. We understand and can recognize when someone is aggressive. But aggressive behavior is when people express their feelings or their needs or their choices forcefully without regard or with little regard or respect for the rights of others. Aggressive people tend to give no thought to violating the rights of others. They are very forceful. They want what they want. They want it now. And they really would like to take it rather than engage in maybe deep conversations or negotiate. Aggressive people want to take it by force. They sometimes tend to blame people or to accuse people. So if you're aggressive, you're probably that kind of person who just wants to take something. And most aggressive people tend to see life as a war, as in everything is a war, everything is like a fight, and their goal is to win. They want to win, you know, whether it's a conversation, whether it's something important, whether it's even something light. Aggressive people see everything as a war and they want to come out as a winner. And if you have that kind of behavior, yes, you may go, you may move forward in life, you may be able to accomplish things that you want, but you're going to alienate a lot of people. And eventually you're going to lose a lot of people that will have been on your side. The second type of disposition or character is what is called passive behavior. Passive people are typically laid back people who are not forceful about expressing their own opinion or feeling. As a matter of fact, they tend to avoid it. When there's a situation, they do not take a stand. They often come across as being apologetic, being overly agreeable. They do not speak directly, in terms of saying what it is that they want. They tend to sound unsure. They would rather agree with everyone just to keep everything nice. They don't like conflict. They avoid conflict. Passive people like to avoid conflict. As a matter of fact, for them, avoidance is the key to dealing with any major issue. The challenge with this is that if you're passive, people are going to walk all over you. People are going to push you and get you to do what you don't want to do. People are going to give you the worst of the lot because you don't speak out and say what you want. sometimes it can be passive, but to have a lifestyle of being passive all the time, you would not go as far as you can go or as far as you could have gone if you were assertive. So it doesn't mean you won't make a success out of your life, but whatever success you make out of life being a passive person, if you had been a bit more assertive, probably have made a lot more impact. The third type of character or behavior is what is called passive aggressive behavior. I actually don't like passive aggressive people because they usually have a facade. Okay, they come across as if they are passive on the surface, but in reality they are very angry and they find subtle means of expressing that anger. They sabotage people, they speak with sarcasm, they do things that, you know, they have their way of getting back at others for a perceived wrong or a perceived maltreatment. They do not deal directly with issues, they do not complain to people, they do not stand up when they don't believe for things, they take a back seat, but in their mind, oh my, they are plotting how to get back at that person. You know, they speak behind people's back. I really don't enjoy passive aggressive people because you don't really know where you stand with them. When you ask them a question, are you okay? They say, oh, I'm okay. But they're not okay. They're not okay. If you ask them, is anything bothering you? They say, no, nothing is bothering me. But at the back of their mind, they're annoyed, they're angry. And not only that, they are trying to get back at you. Rather than confront people that they have issues with, passive aggressive people tend to talk behind people's back. They go and tell every other person that they're angry with you. They talk about you, you know. Or sometimes when they don't want to talk about you, they make snide comments. Exactly, yes, they make snide comments about you. Another thing about passive aggressive people is that they're very judgmental. They don't get involved in things, they don't take any responsibility if something is going on, but when things go wrong, they're the first person to say, I knew it was going to fail, I knew that wasn't going to work. You know, they know all the reasons why things don't work, they know why things are not working, but they will never come up and offer you solutions that can make things work out. So that's being passive aggressive. And if you're a passive aggressive person, eventually people are going to find you out and they're going to move far away from you. Now let's talk about what you need to be, and that is you need to be an assertive person. If you want to make it in life, you want to achieve your dreams and your goals, you can't afford to be someone who is too aggressive. At the same time, you can't afford to be somebody who allows everybody to walk over a moha. You have to learn how to be assertive. Now, what does it mean to be assertive? An assertive person is someone who clearly states his or her own feelings, who clearly expresses what he or she wants, who is authentic, who is true to him or herself. That is what it means to be assertive. And I believe that assertiveness is actually a byproduct of self-confidence and good self-esteem. People who are assertive are people who believe in themselves and who are bold and confident to express their wishes and, of course, respect the right of the other person, because that is very key to assertiveness. They respect the right of the other person to also express their own point of view. So they are open to listening to other people's point of view, but at the same time, they don't shy away from sharing their own point of view. Assertive people are very open to having two-way conversations. They want to understand the other person's point of view, as well as they are not shy in expressing their own point of view. They show a willingness to hear the other person out and understand. Okay, so if you are assertive, it's not about pushing your opinion on others. It's not about forcefully making other people listen to you. It's about being able to express yourself, being able to express what you believe and what you want and what you think. At the same time, being open to listening to the other person to understand what they want and what they believe and what they think. Now, how do you become more assertive? How can you become more assertive? Number one, start by being honest and direct about your feelings, your needs, or your beliefs. If something is happening, be honest, be open, and be direct about it. Don't be coy about what you believe. Honest, be direct about your feelings, be direct about your convictions, and, you know, express yourself clearly and firmly to whoever you're talking to. State your point of view without being hesitant, and then you have the responsibility of allowing the other person to do the same. Listen to that person's point of view. Allow them, encourage people when they're talking to you to be clear, to be direct, to state what they think or what they feel. So number one tip to becoming more assertive is to be honest and direct about your feelings, about your point of view, about your needs. Number two, express yourself firmly and speak up. Speak up about what you think, share your ideas and your views without being apologetic. Number three, because you're an assertive person, you will be giving feedback to people, and of course you'll be receiving feedback. Be honest when you're giving feedback, okay? Be honest, I mean, be respectful, but be honest. Don't be rude, you don't have to be rude, but be honest when you're giving feedback, and be open to honest feedback, because it's a two-way street. If you're an assertive person, you are also going to get feedback, even as you respect the rights of the other person to be assertive. So be open to receiving feedback and be honest about giving feedback. Number four, learn to say no if that is what you want to say. If you want to say no, say no. Learn how to say no confidently, boldly. Don't say maybe when you want to say no. Don't say I'll think about it when you want to say no. Just say no if the answer is no. Because I always say that no is as good an answer as yes. And it's very important that you're assertive enough to say no. You need to learn how to say no. You can't say yes all the time. Because you would kill yourself if you say yes all the time. So you have to learn how to say no, particularly to unreasonable expectations or unreasonable demands. Be very vocal about your no. And if the answer is yes, be bold enough to also say yes. Say yes to adventures, say yes to new things. And if you want to say no to something, say no loud and clear. Another thing you have to be aware of if you want to be more assertive is that you have to be aware of your body language, because your body language, your tone of voice, the way you maintain eye contact, the way you speak, has a direct link to how you're perceived. So even if your words are assertive but your body language is passive, then you will not be perceived as being assertive. So be aware of your body language. Stand up straight, use the appropriate tone of voice, maintain eye contact, and smile when you need to smile, and if you don't need to smile, don't smile, okay? So maintain the proper body language in communication. Another thing you need to do is don't let people just impose their values or ideas on you. Don't just agree with things that you don't really agree with just so you get along. No. Learn how you can disagree without being disagreeable. Okay, that's part of being assertive. If you don't agree with somebody's opinion or values, express yourself that you don't agree. That doesn't mean that there's a problem. You can disagree. You're free to disagree, and you should allow yourself to disagree in a respectful manner. Encourage others, like I said earlier, to be clear and direct with you. If you are having conversations with people, encourage them also to be assertive with you. Build up their own assertiveness as well. And lastly, respect the right of those around you to disagree with you, because being assertive does not mean you're going to get everything that you ask for. Being assertive does not mean everybody's going to agree with you. No, it doesn't mean that. So there will be different times where people around you will also express their own right to be assertive, and you must respect that. My task for you this week is to evaluate yourself and ask yourself, what is my predominant behavior? What is my predominant disposition as a person? Am I a passive person? Do I allow people to walk over me most of the time? Do I give in? Do I keep quiet and take the backseat most of the time? Am I an aggressive person? Am I always trying to push my own agenda and get my own way? Am I a passive aggressive person? Do I act passive but behind go and sabotage others? Or am I an assertive person? And when you locate yourself, begin to drive yourself, particularly if you're not yet an assertive person, towards being an assertive person and not an aggressive person or any of the other dispositions. Remember that you will not wake up tomorrow morning and just become assertive. It's a journey, and it takes time and it takes energy and commitment. So commit to your journey to becoming an assertive person. And I believe that I've learned something from today's episode, because that is a wrap. For today's show, thank you for listening. I'm sure you have learned something valuable. Do share this link with family and friends so that you can help someone become more assertive if you are already assertive. And if you need help in becoming a more assertive person, do send us an email at thezerolimitlife@gmail.com, and we will be glad to help you. Send us an email at thezerolimitlife@gmail.com, and we will be glad to help you. Thanks again for listening. Stay safe and bye. Bye.